Carrie here from Homestead How, and I just hit 54 days on the carnivore diet. I did a video a while back. I've lost over 30 pounds and had a whole bunch of other life-changing things happen. I have a really popular video I did on my 30-day carnivore update. I'll leave a link to that in the description below if you want to learn a little bit more. And then my new friend, Ron, commented on that video, and I reached out to him because I wanted to hear his story. This is Ron at 214 pounds, and this is Ron today. He lost over 70 pounds, and he's 71 years old and in the greatest shape of his life. And I had an awesome conversation with him. So let's jump right into it.
And I started feeling really good.
So nice to virtually meet you, and thank you for your time for this. I guess the first thing I was going to ask you is, could you maybe just share kind of your journey with the carnivore diet, kind of how you got started?
I'd be glad to. When I was little, my parents took me to all sorts of physicians because they didn't know what was wrong with me. And gradually, my asthma diminished, and by the time I was 10, I had no more asthma attacks. And then in 1992, I had bronchitis three times and pneumonia once that year, and I wound up on two inhalers I was having to use every 4 hours. Then in 1998, we got the book Protein Power by Dr. Eads. I decided, well, I'm a bit of an extremist at times, so I cut out all grains. I mean, no pasta, cakes, bread. I was the cook of the family, and it was really difficult. And literally 10 days later, I woke up in the morning and I could breathe without my inhalers. And that was a big revelation. So of course I scheduled an appointment with my doctor, and he said, yep, you're allergic to gluten. And so that really began my march toward carnivore, because even after I cut out gluten, I was still having to use my inhalers ever so often. I'd have to be careful what I ate if I went out to eat with my family, because so many things have gluten in them. 5 years ago, I was at a birthday party for one of my grandchildren, and my oldest daughter was saying that she had gone on the keto diet and lost, you know, 20 pounds. And so I thought, well, I'll start researching it. Started researching keto and came across carnivore. And so I started looking at videos of different influencers and decided to do carnivore. That's where I'm at. And literally 6 months after I started carnivore, I did not need to use any inhalers. And I dropped 30 pounds and I started feeling really good.
Wow. So you kind of dipped your toes into this almost 30 years ago, just for a little bit.
Yes.
You noticed something a little bit then, and now for 5 years you've been doing carnivore.
Yes.
So it's helped with your asthma. You've lost 30 pounds. Has there been other, pros or cons?
The only con that I've come across is, I don't know if it's because I'm older, I'm almost 71 years old, but as soon as I went carnivore, my sleep changed. And I sleep anywhere from 4 to 6 hours a night now. Before that, I was sleeping 8-10 hours.
Is it a good 4 to 6 hours? Do you feel rejuvenated? And
yes, I do.
It's amazing. Did you notice, because this was one of the biggest impacts for me starting carnivore, was the sleep. It's been life-changing for me. I had a CPAP machine and I was snoring, and I was having horrible sleep. I went in for sleep studies. This was prior to carnivore, and as soon as I started carnivore, literally it sounds unbelievable, but the first day my wife said, "You didn't snore last night." It was the first time in a year I hadn't snored. And I've been doing carnivore for, I think today is day 53. I haven't snored in 53 days. And it's been noticeable that when I wake up, I'm like, my legs feel relaxed, my whole body feels rejuvenated. Did you notice it that much too?
Oh yes, yes, definitely. 3 years ago, I don't know if you can see this, but yeah. I started CrossFit. It was amazing. I did CrossFit for a year and a half, And the gym I'm currently at, I've been there for a year and a half. It's amazing that some of my gym friends, I mean, one of them in particular looked at me and said, you know, I wish my father looked like you. That's both a compliment, but it's incredibly sad as well. I can go to any grocery store here in the Joplin area, and people my age are walking with walkers, or they're limping, or they're obese, and I know that they have probably type 2 diabetes. I mean, it's just sad.
Right. It is, and it's like, so one thing I hate about being human, it's kind of a weird way to phrase it, I guess, but everything becomes normal after a while. And same thing, I look around the grocery store, everyone, they're overweight. I mean, you go to Walmart, there's electric wheelchairs, scooters for people to get around because they can't carry their own weight anymore. And I'm 42. I remember when I was young, even going to school, you'd have a couple overweight kids here or there. I'm sure for you too, you said you're 71 when you were younger. It was probably a drastically different world back then in terms of what it looks like compared to now.
Oh, yeah. Back in the 1970s, I was physically active. I bicycled everywhere. I ran. I walked. You know, I really used the car or the bus. And it was, you know, I feel just as good as I now as I did then. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it feels like... carnivore diet, it's almost a way to de-age yourself or something. I everyone I know says that. It feels like I'm going in the opposite direction, and every time, like, I look at you, you don't look like you're 71. And I see that with everyone that's gone on carnivore. It's like it takes 10-15 years off their life. They just look younger. As people have said that to me many times on my YouTube video that I did, my 30-day update. And I said, I look younger, but more importantly, I feel way younger too. Or maybe I feel like I should have, but that was kind of the normal for me because I was feeling so bad for so many years that it just kind of became normal to always be tired and always be fatigued. And yeah.
Well, I think so many people expect that now, that it's, like you said, it's the norm. It's to be expected. But I can go in the gym and work out for 2 hours and I can run home, you know, because I walk to the gym and, you know, walk home and, you know, I feel great and I have all my activities in the day, you know. And I, again, looking at people my age, you know, especially the men have enormous bellies that could set a cup of coffee on. And it's right. Sad.
Yep.
But I have a flat abdomen and it's like... You know, people look at me like, you know, how did he do that? And when I start to explain it, like, no, I can't eat that way. I mean, I have literally convinced no one to start eating carnivore or even keto.
That's amazing. That was going to be my next question, is that there's so many benefits to carnivore and keto and eating this way. The only negative that I can see is the social part of it. It's I don't care because it's totally worth it, but do you get that from people, like, hey, what the heck are you doing, you're gonna kill yourself, oh my goodness, you're eating meat, you're gonna have a heart attack? Do you still get that a lot, and how do you deal with that?
Well, last year I was talking with one of the trainers at my gym. We were talking about Thanksgiving and what we were going to have, and so I said, well, for myself, I'm going to buy an enormous duck, you know, and I'm going to take the duck, you know, to Thanksgiving. And because the previous Thanksgiving, nobody ate my duck. So I know that, or I knew that it would be all mine. And whenever she heard that, she said, oh no, you know, I'm vegan. And then she went on to extol the virtues of, you know, veganism, because she's an ethical vegan. And, you know, I told her, well, you know, go ahead and eat the way you want to, but I said, I'll never be obese. I'll never have heart disease, you know, and I'll never have type 2 diabetes. And that's pretty much the consensus of a lot of people, is that starting to explain the carnivore diet, it's like, oh no, that's going to kill you. You know, it's going to lead to heart disease. You know, now the big thing is protein causes, you know, type 2 diabetes, which of course is ridiculous. You know, we've been really subjected to propaganda from, you know, different religious groups and the government for decades that eating meat is bad. And I think that's so misleading. That's led to so much suffering and death. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's so backwards. It's weird how things like that happen in life, where it's precisely the opposite of what we've been told forever, everywhere too, by the government, the food pyramid, your doctor, like the people that you should be trusting. And it's completely backwards.
Well, yeah. The first year I went carnivore, of course, I typed out a long list of names of influencers, and took it in with my yearly physical to my physician. He took one look at it, and I was talking about carnivore. He literally threw it in the trash in front of me.
Wow.
And then, of course, then he started pushing statins because, oh no, you're going to die of a heart attack. I haven't so far. And I had a CAC score a year ago, and it was 32. So I think that, you know, if carnivore is bad for me, I would have died already.
Right. Well, yeah, and you're 5 years into it. I struggle with this too, because I have a lot of respect for doctors and healthcare. Some of them, I guess some of them. My daughter had open heart surgery. The surgeon that saved her life was amazing. So I've got so much respect for him. But then I've had such bad experience with other doctors where that's the only solution they have is to throw pills at you. I kind of mentioned in my YouTube video, I've had this just horrible arthritis pain in my toe for a year and a half. And they did everything. And the doctor was like, I was even on keto for a while then, trying to get rid of it with keto. And the doctor was telling me, no, that's not healthy. And meanwhile, he was not healthy himself, you know, way overweight. And no, you shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be doing that keto. You shouldn't be doing this. And they just kept prescribing me pill after pill and then upping the dosage. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure this isn't it. It wasn't working. And a couple of weeks on carnivore, and it's the only thing that's cleared it up. The same story I mentioned with my daughter and her health issues. Literally a week into carnivore, and her whole back, after seeing 5 dermatologists all over the state of Wisconsin, thousands of dollars. And I said that in a comment, and someone was like, well, they're MDs, they're medical doctors, they have medicine in their name, that's all they do is prescribe medicine, you shouldn't be upset about that. And I'm like, they also vow to not do any harm, and if you're prescribing someone medicine for years and the person's suffering, and some of it should just be common sense, right? Like, for a dermatologist, maybe it's nutrition. Maybe it's something you're eating. That was it. In retrospect, for me, I feel kind of foolish about it too. I'm like, yeah, it was just something she was eating. Now she's not eating that anymore. It's all cleared up. So,
I know I have a daughter-in-law that has lupus, and you know, I tried talking to her about switching her diet, reducing sugar, you know, all of that, and of course, I was met with, oh no, I can't do that because I'm taking this drug or I'm taking that drug to deal with my lupus. And of course, she still has lupus. And yet I'm reading from different influencers that are physicians that are now pointing toward carnivore diet may be a solution to people having lupus, because it is an autoimmune disease. And it's like I had, you know, being allergic to gluten. And I wasn't able to get off really totally all of my inhalers till I cut out all plants, you know, and all fruits and vegetables. People, I think, just, it's the status quo. It's what they've been taught. And it's hard to break through their understanding, or, you know, the current understanding of what's good for you. And they're relying on people that may not have their best interest at heart. I've had no colds at all. You know, before this, I'd get 2 or 3 colds a year, especially in the wintertime. I have a whole list of good things that has occurred to me, one of which, my vocal range expanded by a full fifth.
Wow.
It's just amazing. It's like I can reach notes now, both low and high, that I wasn't ever able to reach before, except as a child. My nails grow incredibly now. I mean, they don't break or chip like they did. gosh, my endurance has, you know, increased, especially since, you know, I started working out.
Good stuff. The endurance and stuff, I noticed too, very quickly. If I would work out or do some strenuous exercise, like I was doing a roofing project, I'm working on some projects here on our property, I would get so sore afterwards the next day, muscle aches, back aches, and those have seemed to completely go away. I've done three very large projects that I know for sure a couple of years ago I would have done. I would have been just wrecked and broken the next day, and I don't have those muscle aches. It's kind of what you were saying earlier. You go to the gym and then afterwards, you got plenty of energy still. You get tired, your muscles get tired for a second, but that exhaustion, like, oh, I'm going to fall asleep now because I just did a bunch of work, that seems to be gone for me, which is kind of interesting.
I ran across a fellow by the name of Knees Over Toes Guy, and he's very big into flexibility. So I started doing some of his exercises, and with some amazing results. For instance, I'm able to tuck my legs underneath me, and my goal is to actually lean back and have my shoulders lay on the floor, and I'm almost there.
Wow, that's amazing.
I'm 70 years old and I can do things like that. I can stand up without using my hands when I sit on the floor.
Really?
And that was one of the things that the doctor, my last visit in January, was astounded at. The look on his face was priceless when I did that. And I did some yoga moves and a martial art move, and he was just shaking his head.
Wow. Do you find that since you've been doing carnivore for 5 years, do you have like excess energy that's kind of leading you to go to the gym and do yoga and do these things, or were you just like that your whole life?
Well, of course, when, you know, marriage occurred, and, you know, school, children, job, you know, it sort of all fell by the wayside. And by 1994, I was 214 pounds. And it's been a struggle since then, you know, to lose the weight. After going to carnivore, I was 140 pounds.
Wow.
And yeah, I've been bulking for about 8 months now, and I'm up to 160.
Wow.
And it's not fat.
So it's 74 pounds?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. The other one that was really crazy, I don't know if you've seen this one, but I've neglected my teeth health for a long time. And I finally just went into the dentist. This was last week. And so it was after being carnivore for maybe 45 days at that point. But prior to this, I hadn't been into the dentist for about 5 years. And I have a chipped tooth. Every time I eat, I carry one of these little toothpicks around with. I can't eat without the toothpick. I'm like, it's horrible. It's one of the things I tell my girls about. I wish I would have taken better care of my teeth and brush and floss more and all that. Long story short, though, as soon as I started carnivore, I think maybe 2 weeks into it, I noticed it. I'm like, my gums don't bleed anymore. And then just, I don't know how to describe it, but my mouth just feels healthier. There's no sore. Like I would eat before and you'd get bloody gums and it'd be sore, and I'd get some like just minor toothaches and things like that. Anyhow, I went into the dentist, and the person that was cleaning my teeth, she was like, you have some of the healthiest gums I've seen. There's nothing. She said, almost everyone I see now comes in and she's flossing and doing the cleaning, and they have bloody gums. And she was telling me, she's like, you know, when you have inflammation in your body, one of the first places it shows is in your mouth and on your gums. And I'd never heard that before, but I'm like, oh, that's very interesting. So she's like, almost everyone I see has these bloody gums and inflammation. I didn't have any of that thing. And she's like, whatever you're doing, keep on doing it. I'm like, That was kind of interesting. I heard Dr. Jordan Peterson talk about that too. He had gum disease since he was 25, and he reversed it with carnivore.
When I first retired, I went to the dentist fairly regularly, but the last few years I haven't gone. I mean, I have no plaque on my teeth. Why should I go?
Right.
I mean, my teeth are looking fine.
So what is your typical diet now for the last couple of years? Is it beef mainly, or do you do more of a mixture of meats? Or
I do a mixture of meats. I have always loved chicken. I mean, even as a child, I mean, the first thing I would eat whenever, you know, my mother would make chicken, I'd go for the heart, you know, and the liver, the necks. I mean, you know, the gizzards, especially the gizzards. I love gizzards. I eat quite a lot of chicken. And of course, I still have a lot of beef too. And for instance, in my pressure cooker right now, I have about 3 pounds of chicken wings.
That's one of my favorites.
Oh, yes. Yes. I mean, it doesn't have to be fried. I mean, there's so many ways to prepare, you know, meat that's delicious. And I mean, besides, you know, I love broth. And, you know, with the pressure cooker, I have not only chicken wings, but I have the broth too.
Right.
And it's the same thing of putting a beef, you know, a roast in the pressure cooker, because, you know, then I can make egg drop soup out of the broth. And I have the meat and 3 boxes of 60 count eggs in my refrigerator, because I love eggs so much that I eat a lot of eggs, you know, anywhere from 5 to 10 a day.
I'm with you on that one. Yeah, especially these last 2 weeks or so, and I'm finding different ways to prepare them too, but my body seems to be speaking to me more. It's like, yes, more egg yolk. I like that. That helps me. And I can feel it too after eating it. It's almost like someone drinking a coffee or some caffeine. I get a little energy boost afterwards, and I'm good to go after that. But
I haven't used my oven in probably over 2 years because I have my air fryer, and I have all the drippings from the meat at the bottom, and that's like the condiment that I use for my meat. You know, if I don't have soft boiled eggs to dip my meat into, that's what I do. I dip it into the fat, to the renderings. Occasionally I buy roasts and I trim off the fat and freeze it, and then I go ahead and put that in the air fryer so that, you know, I can nibble on the crunchings. And then I have fat that I can use later on.
Here's a question. If one of your family members or loved ones did come to you and said, hey, I'm a believer now, I've seen your results, I want to start carnivore, what kind of advice would you give them if they wanted to start and they've just been doing the standard American diet?
I would say slowly wean yourself off of the standard American diet. Reduce the carbs gradually, perhaps over several weeks or a month, and gradually increase the meat intake and the fat intake. That way it won't be such a horrendous shock to your system to lose all the carbs. Whenever I did it, I went cold turkey and I started feeling weak and exhausted. And so I jumped online and started looking it up, and I realized I needed electrolytes, because whenever I lost all the water weight that the glucose was holding onto, it took the electrolytes with it. And so I had to replace those. So I started eating more salt, you know, potassium, you know, magnesium. And as soon as I started doing that, I was fine. And it's been clear sailing from there. In certain ways, I think people should experiment on themselves, see what they like. I mean, I don't think people have to eat ribeye steaks every day. It's, you know, find out what is best for you. I mean, we all have different tastes. It's like, yeah, my freezer is full of both beef and chicken right now.
Right. That's very good advice, too. That's one of the things I wish I would have stated more in my YouTube video, because I've had quite a few people, they're like, that's it, I'm going to go buy some meat and I'm getting started today. And yeah, just do your research, wean onto it, start slow. There's so many good resources out there. I'm so thankful, like for Dr. Barry, he's got quite a few videos exactly what to do. I was very fortunate because I watched his before. I've been on and off keto many times. I've had the keto flu, like with the electrolyte imbalance, and it's not fun. So, but it can be avoided, because when I did it this time and when my daughter did it this time, We followed what Dr. Barry was suggesting and some of the other doctor influencers, and got plenty of electrolytes and water, and I didn't have any of that. It was pretty smooth sailing right from the get-go. So for me, it's just gotten better and better. I don't know about you after 5 years, but at day 30, I thought I couldn't feel any better. And then at day 50, I'm like, I feel way better than at day 30. I've got even more energy now.
Hearing some of the influencers and looking things up independently on my own, this is undoubtedly the ancestral way of life. You know, ancestry genetics does play a part in this. I'd love to go to one of the keto cons, you know, or the carnivore meetings with people. That's one of my goals, I think, in the future, you know, to meet other people, you know, that are just like me, who have so many good benefits and are healthy now.
And right.
Hearing their stories. I mean, that's why I love Dr. Barry.
Huge thank you to Ron for being on the channel and sharing his amazing story at 71 years old. What an awesome story. Really appreciate it. Very interesting. And I hope I can go to KetoCon 2 next year and hopefully see Ron there. Please leave a comment down below if you have any questions. And if you enjoyed that video, I think you'll love this one I have in the upper left-hand corner. Thanks for watching.